بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي ثابت وقيل ابي سعيد وقيل ابي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري رضي الله تعالى عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سال الله تعالى الشهاده بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وان مات على فراشه رواه مسلم. Before we translate this hadith, just one important point with regards to the incident that is mentioned in the previous hadith where Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was summoned by Hiraqal al-Rum, the leader of the Roman Empire in Syria, and he was asked questions with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I mentioned yesterday, that the portion of the hadith, small portion of the hadith is mentioned whilst it is a lengthy incident. One important point to note is that at the time that Abu Sufyan was summoned, he was not a Muslim. Not only was he not a Muslim, he was a leader of the Quraysh, leader of the group that was hell-bent on causing the maximum difficulty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Day and night they would persecute Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had even taken out a price tag on the head, na'uzu billah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the question arises that he was the leader of the enemy and he is being summoned and questioned about his enemy. Why did Abu Sufyan speak the truth? So in that lengthy incident is mentioned that Abu Sufyan mentions when he relates this incident that it entered my heart at the time that let me lie about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, present a negative image about him and not answer correctly to the questions of Hiraqal. But I thought to myself that those who speak lies are accursed and I don't want to be amongst the accursed ones. So for this reason, despite having an opportunity, because there was no one to verify whatever Abu Sufyan said. It was in Syria. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from Makkah. So he could very easily have spoken lies and gotten away with speaking lies. But he said that speaking lies was something that is a curse and I didn't want to be a curse. Now who is saying this? A mushrik at the time. An idol worshipper. Not just an idol worshipper, but the leader of the idol worshippers. He's saying that I could not countenance at all speaking lies. We find that if this is the mindset of the mushrik of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much more should a Muslim ensure that in any circumstance and condition that he always speaks the truth? The next incident, the narrator of the hadith is Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was amongst the Sahaba who very early accepted Islam. He took part in the Battle of Badr, he was a Badri, took part in all the expeditions in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Khilafat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was appointed as the governor of Kufa and he passed away in the 38th year of Hijrah. 40 ahadith are narrated by him. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahadat, becoming a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bisidqin, with truthfulness, with sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him as a shaheed, will grant him the rank of a shaheed, even though he may pass away in his bed. We find that this word sidq, asking or making dua with sidq, that is with truthfulness or with sincerity. At the outset of this chapter, we mentioned that in Shariat, this word sadiq, speaking the truth, doesn't only refer to what we say with the tongue, but there is a much deeper meaning. The deeper meaning is that what is inside, what is in our heart, what thoughts and ideals we have within ourselves and what we speak, the both should conform. That is, our external and our internal should be the same. It shouldn't be that we are saying one thing and inside is something else, because that is munafaqat, that is hypocrisy. So you see this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, there is a Shari principle. Ulama say, inna sidqal qalb sababun li buruqil arab. that the truthfulness of the heart, the sincerity of the heart, is a very, very strong means by which a person will attain his objective. Somebody passes away in bed, but he had tamanna, that Ya Allah, accept my life in your path. And his tamanna and his desire was sincere. He was sadiq in that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, even though he passed away in his bed, Allah will give him the reward of a martyr. And from this hadith also we learn the virtue of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah ta'ala for shahadat, for being accepted in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our life to be accepted. We find there is a famous incident about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned in Hayat al-Sahaba also, that one day he was sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he addressed the companions and he said, إِنَّ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ قَصْرٌ لَهُ خَمْسُ مِعْتِ بَابٍ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ بَابٍ خَمْسَةُ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ. He said that in Jannat al-Firdaus, Jannat-i Adn, that is the highest Jannat, there is one palace which has 500 doors. At each of the doors will be 5,000 of the hoors, the maidens of Jannat. That is 2.5 million hoors, one palace. So he says, who will Allah Ta'ala give this palace to? He says, Lin Nabi. Allah will give this palace to a Nabi, and he points to the grave of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Rodha of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the grave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very near the minbar of Masjid An-Nabawi. He points to the grave, and he says, Hani an laka ya sahib hadha al-qabr. Mubarak, glad tidings to you, O resident of this grave. And then he says, Wal is Siddiq. Allah will give this palace to a Siddiq. Then he points to the grave of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Hani an laka ya sahib hadha al-qabr. Mubarak to you, O resident of this grave. And then he says, Wal is Shaheed. Allah will give this palace to a martyr also. And then Umar commiserates with himself. He says, Anna laka shahada ya Umar. What was his dilemma? He was at the seat of the Islamic empire. Islam had spread far and wide. The name of Umar radiallahu ta'ala would strike terror in the hearts of the enemy. This was that personality that during his khilafat broke the Persian empire, the Roman empire. Ali Sasan, Nosheerwan, the great, great rulers of that time. Their empires were broken and their wealth was brought to Medina Munawara in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he is in the capital of the Islamic empire, surrounded by the companions, surrounded by the Muslim army. So he thinks to himself that Anna laka shahada, Umar in such a secure and safe place, how are you going to become shaheed? And then he takes himmat and he says, Inna alladhi qadirun ala an yukhrijani min makkata ila hijratin madina qadirun ala an yasuqa ilayya shahada. That Allah who could take Umar, a shepherd, who knew nothing about Islam, that Allah who could raise Umar to such a level, that Allah took him from Makkah, made him make hijrat to Medina Munawara and brought him on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same Allah can bring shahada to Umar in Medina. Saying this, he takes himmat and courage, and so sincere was his dua. This is what is meant in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu ta'ala shahada bi sidqin. He asked Allah Ta'ala for shahadat with sidq, sachai, with sincerity in his heart. So Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of Umar and in Medina granted him shahadat. So we find that this one is the virtue, desiring Allah accept our lives in his path, or other lofty intention. And what is very important is to have sincerity in the heart, to be truthful, so that the outside and the inside are compatible with one another. Allah give us tawfiq.